Oh hi, it's Mac. It's McCoggan here in Audio Boo, and I just wanted to say a wee bit about this ongoing issue with Audio Boom regarding comments and private messaging. And I've listened to, well, everyone that I can listen to who's made a podcast on this or a comment on this subject, and I'm still a wee bit confused. Is it just for Android that they're going to stop the comments and the messaging, or is it across the board? In other words, for iOS as well, I'm not quite sure. Either way, if they do away with that, that's going to cause a bit of anguish, I guess. I've heard so many people voice their opinions intellectually, and also with a little bit of verve in the voice. And it's obvious that it's a facility, if you like, or two facilities that we've had the pleasure of having on Audio Boo, to be able to simply comment to someone's podcast in text form or to send a personal message. Both are equally desired to be kept on board, as far as I'm concerned. The thing about the comments, does anyone remember that you used to be able to post an audio comment into someone else's podcast? In other words, instead of just a text comment, you could add in, record and add in an audio podcast, an audio response. I'm not sure you can still do that. I haven't tried that for a long while. The last time I did try it, it didn't work. So I'm assuming that was busted as well, although others may know better. So that was a feature. It was used pretty well about a couple of years ago, because I remember myself doing it and Bernie Goldback at Top Goal doing it, and two or three other people. I think Simon at SM2N did it. And I have never seen that since that time. So I guess it died a death. So back to situation at the moment. To me, it's irrelevant whether it's just Android. Well, it's not irrelevant, but what I'm trying to say is I'm still as, upset about it, whether it's just for the Android people, even though in the glory of being an iOS user, that I would still maintain those facilities. I still wouldn't want to be one side of the fence. Android's always been the lesser platform, if you like, with regards to Audio Boo. They've always treated it, I don't want to say with contempt, but they've always treated it as the lesser being, so to speak, and concentrated on iOS. So even though it will be being kept on iOS, I still feel for all those on Android, losing out again if it were. And if we are losing out on iOS, then it's doubly so, as far as I'm concerned. Because commenting is one thing, but private messaging, that's a whole different ballgame. I've always said to everyone that I have befriended on Audio Boo that the greatest thing you can get on the Audio Boo platform is a private message. Because it's personal, it's one-to-one. You can have some wonderful podcast to listen to, of course, in your master timeline, your main timeline. But when that wee icon or message or notification tells you you've got a private message, a DM from someone, I'm pretty sure most of the people out there, like me, jump to that immediately. Oh, who's that? What do they want to say to me? And I've never had a bad one yet, so... I just think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful facility to be able to private message each other. And of course, there's so many people that are already working, beavering away in the background. Well, not so much in the background because they're telling us about it, but you know what I mean. To get workarounds, should they be needed, using Facebook and Twitter. I think Jeff Thompson mentioned that a one way would be using Bosch Talk Studio and then sending that to Twitter, I believe. But so many permutations of being able to maintain those facilities. I'm not sure how it's all going to work myself. But it'd be great. I hear that Facebook is, from what I hear, Facebook is one of the prime movers. And a private club, as you were, on Facebook has already been opened up, where you have to request membership and be past agreed, as it were. But that's okay, that's not a problem, because obviously we don't want just anybody joining in. But I'm just a bit concerned that it may lead to a further dissolving of the audio view community, because I've noticed in the past while that the community, certain parts of the community are still very strong, but there are other parts of the community which, to my dismay, has diminished in respect of being a community. In other words, keeping in touch, commenting, responding, private messaging has faded away, as far as I'm concerned. Unless I'm pretty unique, unless I am the only person that I don't want to put this across that I'm missing out on comments or private messaging. I'm not trying to say that, but I have noticed that the certain parts, aspects of the community have died away. Basically, we've lost so many people that do not podcast anymore on the public timeline. So therefore, we don't get audio to respond to, and we don't get comments that we could make, and therefore they are not there listening, or if they are listening, they're not commenting and they're not responding to others' podcasts. And yes, I've noticed that for quite a while now, and I'm a wee bit dismayed about it, to be honest with you. So if this went ahead, if we lost these two facilities, these two features, in other words, although there are workarounds, I have a fear that, well, let's hope I'm totally 100% wrong in regards to that. But it's also good to hear the strength of certain parts of the community who are obviously, as I said earlier, working hard, striving to maintain contact with each other. Obviously, if it goes to the extreme, where I believe Paul O'Mahony at the O'Mahony blog mentioned that they might actually, I think it was Paul, it may have been Simon, apologies if I've got that wrong, that mentioned that it may actually come to the point where the uploading audio of any kind might no longer be offered. And at that point, As an old Scottish guy said, "Hi Kerry." As an old Scottish guy used to say often in Dad's army, "We're doomed, we're all doomed." Aye, actually, we will be, because unless we gather our skirts and form our own community, if that comes on the cards, well, there you go. But that's the risk of getting involved in a community. As Simon, again mentioning Simon, who is a great saying of his, what was his virtual, not his virtual friends, imaginary friends, but we know what he means. That's the risk you take getting involved in becoming part of any online community where you do not have physical contact in any way, normally, with those that you befriend, that community, in other words. It's happened to many other platforms. I've no doubt it will happen to platforms like Periscope, which is the buzz at the moment, because I still maintain and I've said this many, many times, and I'll continue to repeat it, the greatest and the prime media to follow is audio, because you can listen to audio at any time, no matter what you're doing. And that's why I believe that Periscope will fade away. And so it would be a terrible thing for us to lose Audioboo, by the means of podcasting our voices out there into communities. So there you go. That's just my thoughts. I have no ideas. I'm not clever enough to work out or to devise or design or workarounds. I'll leave that up to those people who are obviously up to the task. But I think it'd be a damn shame if the Audioboo begins to eat away at the menials, us, the plebs, the ordinary folk, and abandons us adrift in the sea of silence. That would be a disaster, wouldn't it? Anyway, maybe I'm just taking things a wee bit too far, but I think we're all worried, aren't we? Just put your hand up and say yes, we are worried. Okay, bye for now.